Here we are at this famous public place. With all the popularity of Richelieu Street, it is normal to find a public place in this district of cultural vocation. The public place facing the river is a monument which I will qualify artistic in all points of view. With the presentation and participation of shows of all kinds, built in 2004, it shows the will of Saint-Jean to revitalize its old downtown. The public place is where one can come to see outside shows, admire works of art, or sit down and benefit from the sight of the river. You'll notice the stage, which resembles the configuration of Greek theater, on a smaller scale, naturally. At the public place, we present festivals on an almost daily basis. Check with your local tourist information bureau for showtimes. We have talked about the railroad and the evolution of trade, but one should not forget the role of the Chambly Canal, which opens its locks in 1843 and contributes to the development of Saint-Jean. Indeed, the canal took 12 years to dig up by hand, mobilizing 1,000 men working 16 hours a day to open its 18.5-kilometer length. There are 3 rapids and 9 locks on the canal between Chambly and Saint-Jean. Today, the canal is borrowed by yachtsmen. It is also one of the most beautiful pedestrian and cycle paths in Quebec. And in the winter, one can skate with the family. The Chambly Canal is a historical site of Canada. And in the summer, you can observe the lockage in operation. Far on the other side of the river, you can also admire the Church of St. Athanas that was first built as a small wooden chapel in 1823. Rebuilt out of stone, it caught fire in 1912 and was reconstructed. This is the construction you see today. Behind the church, there is a park, Henri Mercier, baptized in the honor of Quebec's prime minister who was born in Iberville. In the center of the park is a gazebo, built with Chinese inspiration. That's also worth a look and is history I invite you to discover. Now for our next stop, I will ask you to cross the Richelieu Street and turn back to Saint-Jacques Street, on which you will turn to your right. Then go up towards the north at the corner of Jacques-Cartier Street, where the old post office awaits us. So long!